This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
It's April 30, Friday, and these are the headlines. The city collected 2.5 million pesos in fines after apprehending violators of the anti-smoking ordinance and the 24-hour liquor ban for the first quarter of the year. Hernando Las, Vice Regulation Unit Action Officer, said they raised 2,496,072 pesos in fines in the implementation of the anti-smoking law and another 189,600 pesos for liquor ban, including selling and drinking in public places. Las said the amendments on the penalty provisions in the anti-smoking ordinance last year factored in the significant increase in collections. Under the amended ordinance, the penalty for the first offense doubled to 2,000 pesos from the initial 1,000 pesos for the first offense. For the second offense, the penalty increased to 3,000 pesos from 2,500 and 5,000 pesos for succeeding offenses. Meanwhile, 121 individuals were caught drinking in public places or violating the minimum health protocols, and of the total, 58 paid the fine of 3,000 pesos and 63 were set for regular filing of cases. Also, 5 establishments were caught selling liquor and recommended for closure due to the one-strike rule imposed through executive order issued by Mayor Sara Duterte. He said the relentless campaign aims to encourage Davaoenos not only to stop spending on non-essential items like cigarettes and liquor, but most importantly, lead a healthy life. In another development, the number of COVID-19 infections here continued to plummet as health officials noted the decreasing positivity rate within the past 2 weeks. The city has recorded a sharp drop from the 100 or more cases recorded during the local surge early this year to around 20 this month. The daily Department of Health monitoring shows 27 new cases on April 14, going down to 20 the week later on April 20, and further down to 12 new cases on April 27. You're listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.